I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're on with Dr. Vaughn Claggett, our COVID-19 specialist. Vaughn, do we need to have Big Mama and the children and all the brothers and sisters over for Thanksgiving? We sit there and watch the Tyler Perry Boo movie and afterwards, and we be sitting there 6-7 hours and breathing in and out each other's perspiration. Would you recommend that?
Yeah, we recommend that people use good common sense, social distancing, wearing masks. You know, interesting enough, they looked at the spread of COVID recently, and we know large gatherings are the risk of increase your risk of COVID infections. But it looked like small gatherings of 10 people or more within homes and small functions were contributing in a substantial way to the community spread of COVID-19. So that being said, Thanksgiving dinner, when we bring together friends and family of 10 or more people, that is to be discouraged because our belief is that that likely is going to result in community spread of the disease. So it's going to be a tough holiday, not just for Thanksgiving, but also for Christmas and New Year's, because all three of those holidays are around the corner, and not a lot has changed with the disease. Let's just keep that in mind. It is still spread the same way.
Right.
We don't have a vaccine. We don't have a cure. We are better at treating symptoms, most notably with the use of steroids. Again, no one is to take steroids without the recommendation from their physician, but we have found there has been studies done that have shown the benefit of the use of steroids over the course of 10 or so days to reduce the mortality associated with death associated with COVID. But short of that, when nothing else has been studied to be effective. Recently, the World Health Organization released some of their preliminary data on a solidarity study that they've done across the country and multiple across the world in multiple countries, enlisting 12,000 patients. They're looking at four drugs and their effectiveness in COVID. They looked at hydroxychloroquine. They looked at remdesivir. They looked at interferon. And there was a fourth drug they looked at. It's slipping me right now. I'll get to it in a second. But they looked at the effectiveness of those drugs in reducing mortality, reducing the likelihood of ending up on a ventilator, and shortening hospital stay. And what they found, just preliminary results, it's not been published in a peer-reviewed article yet. But what they found was there was no reduction in overall mortality or death, initiation of a ventilator, or duration of hospital stay with those four drugs. Those four drugs being hydroxychloroquine, remdesivir, interferon, and lopinavir, which is an antiviral as well. So that is very shocking, because remember that we thought, or the studies that we've had up to this point in the United States with the use of remdesivir, was that it did not have any impact on mortality, death,
but it did seem to lengthen the stay.
It did seem to lengthen the hospital stay. But the preliminary data coming out of the World Health Organization and their study says that that may not be the case. We'll wait to see a peer-reviewed article published before we draw any final conclusions on that. But all that's to say, Derek, that the only drug that has really been shown to show some benefit would be steroids in reducing mortality.
All right, let's go to Andrew on line four. He has a question for Dr. Claggett. Andrew, your question very quickly.
Yeah, just very quickly. the recent information I read, they're still talking about using ACE inhibitors and angiotensin blockers are supposed to help with preventing COVID. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, they've looked at that. And what he's referring to is an ACE inhibitor, angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitor. That's a blood pressure medicine. So a lot of y'all
you're already getting the benefit from that.
Yeah. So a lot of Derek, a lot of your listeners may be on ACE inhibitors for blood pressure.
Like
control.
What is that? Lipitor?
No. Lipitor is a cholesterol medicine. We're talking about lisinopril and Prinivil and those types of medicines.
Okay. Right.
But there's been no concrete data that showed that it's been protective at all. The thought was intuitively that SARS-CoV-2 or the coronavirus, we know that it enters the cell by way of the ACE2 receptor on that cell by using its spike protein. So the thought being that angiotensin converting enzyme ACE inhibitors, that they may have an impact on reducing the impact of the virus and the entry into the cell. That has not been shown to be the case. So now there's no data out there that shows any effect, positive or negative, with the use of ACE inhibitors.
What do you say, Doc? What is your best advice to us? Because you always reminded us, I remember when we first had you on there, you told us three things. There is no cure. There is no vaccine, and although there now are treatments that are getting better, but there's no silver bullet for this. So what is your best advice to us going in holiday season? Because let me tell you this, man. You and I know, we know black people, right? These Negro finna have auntie and them and cousin and little Bam Bam and a house full of people. And I will tell you, in my own family, some of my family went to a birthday party, they all came back with COVID-19. All right, and that was family members that they knew. So what is your best advice to people as they get ready to plan to travel and trip? What do you say to them?
Yeah, you know, I would just take the holidays off this year. I mean, we've made no significant progress at this point. The disease is still spread through air droplets, through close contact. And, you know, the last thing we want to do is expose vulnerable people to this infection. And remember that the overwhelming majority of people who get the infection will live. So let's just be very honest and clear about that and transparent. But what we don't know is who is going to have a bad outcome and who isn't. And we haven't been able to predict that successfully.
We do know that
the older you are, the more susceptible you are. That has not changed. We still know that our older patients whose immune systems are not as strong, that may have more comorbidities, are more vulnerable. But that doesn't mean that we don't have young people that get the disease and then have bad outcomes. And again, people focus on the one bad outcome being death, but there are other bad outcomes. There's chronic lung disease. There's long haulers, right, where they have chronic symptoms forever. There are people who get clots and things like that throughout the body. So there's other morbidities that will occur with COVID beyond just simply dying. And what we don't want people to do, young or old, is to contract the infection and then all of a sudden have a long-term disability associated with it. And then also carry that on to other people, most notably the more vulnerable folks,
certainly,
and they may actually lose their lives from it.
But let's be very clear now. You all are finding within the medical field this phenomenon that's called long haulers. You are seeing people who, after COVID-19, are showing brain fog and some of the things they talk about, heart issues, kidney renal issues. You're finding the residual impact of this virus on other body systems.
Yes, so we know that this is a disease that enters through the lungs and primarily affects the lungs, but we also know that it also affects other organs, notably those that have cells that that display the ACE2 receptor.
And those are what? Brain?
Any vascular structure. The vascular structures are any organ that has vascular structures can do that. So we see clots throughout the body in different areas, right? We see them in the lungs. We've seen clots that are in different organs. We do see brain involvement. So those are the typical ones. Remember that there's ACE2 receptors within the gastrointestinal tract, so we see people with GI symptoms of diarrhea and so forth. But the most notable long-term sequelae of COVID-19 is just fatigue, low energy, maybe low oxygen levels. Your oxygen capacity isn't back to where it was. So those are things that a lot of people will deal with in long-term sequelae. But I will tell you, I would not take this disease lightly, because we just don't know who is going to get the infection, and then all of a sudden they have a terrible lung pneumonia or an infection. They end up losing their life from it. And you don't have to be old to lose your life from COVID. Young people lose their lives from COVID every single day. Remember that just under 1,000 people in America die a day from COVID.
All right, look, Doc, we got to run. Thank you for the information, brother, as always.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care now. All right, we'll be back with News and Talk 1380 WLK.
All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.